This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Founding fathers definitely knew what they were doing when they said, shall not be infringed.
Forget all the misinformation,
because this is the blunt object.
Presented by Second Call Defense. Defending you after you defend yourself.
This is Lock and Load with Bill Brady.
Hour number two, live tonight. This is Lock and Load. Of all the writers that I use their stuff on the show, because you know I'm a commentator. I'm not the newsmaker. I'm not the thought maker. But things that I catch them because of some sense of style or something that I find unique. And I keep going back to the same people, and probably my next guest is, he has the dubious honor of me using a lot of his stuff. Joining me again from the Polite Society podcast, ClashDaily.com, the Slow Facts WordPress blog, and Self-Defense Gun Stories is Rob Morse. Good evening, sir.
Bill, it's really been a busy week for both of us, hasn't it?
Yes, it has.
Although, there's no question that we've got plenty to cover.
Certainly. But there's one thing I want to ask you about. I want to see if I can change your mind about this, because we were talking about, or you were talking about, how to keep this kind of thing from happening. And the only thing I disagree with you on is about mentioning him by name, because I think, you know, when you're looking at Harvey Weinstein right now, for example, he gets to own all of his little picadillos, and they all get to come back and sit with him and roost, and the evil guys are the bad guys. And I've always found the gun-grabbing writers, or the idiot left fake stream media or whatever,
sure,
they always focus in and objectify the gun. And when we don't get out there, and I think one of the problems we have is when we don't get out there and make, you know, give the blame to who it belongs to, which is the shooter. You know, the guy behind the gun.
The murderer.
I think he should own every little scintilla of his evil deed. What do you think about that?
I think we're in violent agreement. We differ slightly on the method.
Yeah.
We want to call him out. What we don't want to do is make a dead man famous. We don't want to give him the notoriety he craved. We saw this when we look at jihadis. We see it when we look at spree killers like this. They would rather commit suicide than be killed.
Yeah, I think in this guy's case, though, he didn't, like, you know, with Klebold and Elliot Rodgers and Klebold and Harris and all these other kids that go into this stuff. They were sort of looking for a social media bump. I know exactly what you're talking about with that. But this guy...
Hard to tell. But let's look at the larger problem. So I'm asking us to look through Las Vegas and not stop only with there.
Certainly.
We find that these episodes come in groups. One inspires the other. For some of these very sick individuals, it's, I want to beat their score and get the notoriety. They don't plan to survive it.
Right.
It's a posthumous celebrity status that they're seeking. We may not be able to stop all the murders, but we may be able to stop some of them if people realize that they're not going to become famous. Other countries have tried this. It seems to be successful. I'm willing to learn from others who tried it.
Has the UK tried it?
I don't think so. It was Canada that did it. So if you're and watch how they led themselves to it. They, right now, if you're a teenage criminal, they won't give you notoriety. They won't, you know, the same way we will keep the records sealed.
Sure.
they actually say, look, we're not going to use your name. And it actually, there were steps for it. First, it was for sexual assault. We won't name the victim. Then we won't name the perpetrator. Then we won't name the a perpetrator if he's a murderer. We don't want to be giving these guys free publicity.
I don't disagree with that, except I just don't want in Canada. Are they like they are here in the United States, where one in five of them are either in California somewhere, or New York, or D.C. Their media.
Interesting. That I don't know. I don't know how Canadian media is distributed. Couldn't tell.
Well, I mean, even conservative media, and I was talking about this with David Codry in the previous hour, even the conservative media would do well to hire somebody like you or David to have you guys on staff when it comes time to talk about guns, because they don't even know why they support the Second Amendment.
They're clueless. Hey, let's before we move on,
yes,
let's cover that point in one other aspect. I wrote an article where I said, you know what? I understand that there are legal arguments that say the public has a right to know. Great. If you need to tell us about this murderer and you need to mention him by name and show his face because it's absolutely essential that the public knows, cool. You can't run any paid advertisement for the next hour. So we really appreciate your public service. We're just going to separate it from the commercial pandering you do to keep us glued to the television or to the newscast. So figure out which you're going to be. Are you going to be offering the public at large information, or are you just a, I can't use the word, it's family-friendly neighborhood who would do anything for a dollar?
Right.
Okay, now where are we going?
Well, I mean, one thing I'll point out, though, about what you just said, I like the way you're thinking about that, except you probably didn't notice this because you don't exist in the world of YouTube, do you?
I'm not.
In YouTube, there's this guy named Casey Neistat, who's considered to be the apex creator. He gained 5 million subscribers in a year.
Wow.
He was doing a daily vlog. Everybody loves him. He looks sort of like a goblin, and yet he's won Man of the Year from GQ just for doing YouTube video now. He did a video. He did a GoFundMe page, and he collected $250,000 for the survivors of the Las Vegas shooting, right? For the people,
yes,
that might need money. And
yep,
he pledged to take the AdSense money from the YouTube video, because he's going to get, you know, a couple million views, and that's not nothing to sneeze at as far as what he's going to earn from it, and put that towards it as well. And then YouTube demonetized his video because he was talking about a tragedy. And then Jimmy Kimmel, with all of his monologues this past week, who's also on YouTube and has a YouTube channel, he is fully monetized for talking,
right,
about the same thing.
Right. Doesn't that drive you? Yeah. Google, don't do evil. Well, yeah. Start any day now, guys.
Yeah, do no evil, but you got to start somewhere. So, I mean, maybe this, they said, they sent him, I mean, he exists in that rarefied air where...
the rules don't apply to you?
Well, for the most part. For the most part. And he's one of those guys that actually sees people. I don't know how you would actually see. So I've never seen anybody from YouTube physically in my life, except other creators. And for him to get sent down, as the British would say about that, that was stunning. I mean, all of the little news guys that do stuff on YouTube were bringing this up about the double standard. But for Jimmy Kimmel,
right?
And you know, Jimmy Kimmel needs the YouTube money, don't you? So I mean,
right, right. And there are no commercial connections there.
Sure.
But you know, the reason I'm so glad you had me on is that we get to describe the other side of the coin. Bill, I think you and I are the only guys that talk about it. No, David talks about it all the time. Let me correct that. Let's talk about the 7,000 times a day when firearms are used in self-defense.
We'll do that when we get back. That's on the high end. It's at least 2,000 on the low end, depending,
right,
on who you listen to. So my guest this hour is Rob Morse. This is Lock and Load.
like a piece of Americana, this is Nighthawk Custom. Completing Browning's vision of the 1911, Nighthawk Custom is not a mass production facility. Each custom touch is machined to an exacting standard, with the heart and soul of each craftsman that takes it through the process. Traditional or tactical, Nighthawk Custom delivers a weapon you can trust with your life. Custom to your specification or ready to ship with the reserve line. For their complete selection, go to NighthawkCustom.com. Nighthawk Custom. One gun, one gunsmith.
Agency Arms, a 21st century company founded by professional weapon operators. Agency Arms takes your carrier weapon and performs a lethal transformation designed to enhance function and manipulation, civilian or professional. An Agency Arms gun is reimagined to a degree its designer could only dream about. The slide, frame, and trigger refined to a deadly edge. To order or find out more, go to agencyarms.com. Now it's out in the open. Agency Arms.
Welcome to the Brotherhood.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Dr. Carolyn Dean wants you to have a free chapter of her new book, The Magnesium Miracle, Second Edition, and it's available at magmiracle.com. In your free chapter, Dr. Carolyn Dean explains how magnesium is essential to support the structure and function and overall health of your body. Your free chapter is your guide to learn how to support your heart, bone, metabolic, lung, and mental health with this powerful mineral. The Magnesium Miracle, Second Edition is available on Amazon, but right now get a free chapter at magmiracle.com, spelled M-A-G-miracle.com.
Kiyosaki, Rogers, and Schiff all concur there's an economic calamity that'll be facing this country. My question to you is, do you know when and are you prepared? Most people don't, but my friends over at Republic Monetary Exchange have been leading experts in precious metals to help you offset the coming economic collapse. Right now, for a limited time, they have a free book called The 10 Reasons You Should Own Gold. You simply need to give them a call at 888-772-2929 to get that in your hands. Do not allow the insiders to do what they did to you in 2008, putting your IRAs, 401ks, and savings in jeopardy. You need this book, and you need it now. The 10 Reasons You Should Own Gold. Call 888-772-2929. That's 888-772-2929. There's a reason that the largest investment banking company in the world, J.P. Morgan, just purchased another 50 million ounces of silver. This free book will explain it. 888-772-2929.
North Korea openly threatens the U.S. and launches a new missile every other week. Their warhead of choice? Electromagnetic pulse. Such an event would cripple the U.S. power grid for years and leave millions in the dark. Are you ready? You can be with a Solark EMP-hardened solar generator. Solark works day in and day out to keep your essentials protected. You can have peace of mind knowing your power will be there when you most need it. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to see EMP testing. That's PortableSolarLLC.com. Energy insurance for your family.
Live tonight, this is Lock and Load. Yeah. My guest this hour from Slow Facts, WordPress blog, and stuff such as that is Rob Morse. And we're going to talk a little bit about self-defense, the fine art of. What have you got for us first, sir?
When we left, we said that there were between 2,000 and 7,000 self-defense events a day.
Yes.
Most of them ended no shots fired. That makes perfect sense. Think of your local policeman. Often he draws the gun because he wants to control the situation. It could be a lethal encounter. And the people that see the cop with a gun out go, I don't want any of this. What do we do now, officer? Criminals are the same wherever we go. This first event we'll take it happened out of Hammond, Indiana last week, right in someone's home. You're in your back room. You're in your bedroom. You have four roommates there in the front of the house. You hear a crash at your front door. You don't follow it. You don't come out to see what it is. You hear your other roommates. Then you hear some shouting, some screams, and you hear a stranger order your three roommates to go down to the basement. The robber says he has a gun. You duck back into your room and grab your own gun. You walk out into the house, hear them downstairs, and you wonder, should you go downstairs to try and help your friends? A few minutes later, you hear your roommates walking back up the stairs out of the basement, whence they've come up onto your floor, and there behind them is the gunman. I guess now he's technically a kidnapper as well, right? He took them from place to place. And you shoot him. You keep shooting him till he drops the gun. Then you and your roommates run out of the house. One of you finally gets their brain back in gear, and you call the police desk for help. Wow. Normally, Bill, we tell people, you know, come hide. Well, they're your roommates. Okay, I'll go help them. Bill, you've gone through doors. You've practiced house clearing. Doors right. are tough. Stairs are a nightmare.
Kicking a door in. In Germany, all of the MOUT, mobile operation in urban terrain setups, they would set them up to where we were going to have trouble kicking them in just so we would not get used to them giving way. And it's not one of those quick things. As a matter of fact, I think they have now defaulted to using a pump shotgun to blow the
hinges
and then kick it in so they don't, you know. It's horrible to get an injury in combat because you kick in a door.
Yeah. Sorry, Mom. That's how I got home. The door bit me.
Yep.
But okay, so at first, this is a very near thing. If the guy had been going to the bathroom and he's on the other side of the house when the door's kicked in, great. There's my room. There's my gun. And this armed robber is between me and my tool of self-defense. Look, that's why we ask you to carry. And we're glad. Go get training. Do all those great things. And then the first holster might not be right. Find something that's comfortable so that you can carry this comforting tool. Okay. If he were armed and with the rest of his friends, it would have turned out differently, but still he had a chance.
Do you home carry?
Oh, yeah. I'm locked in a padded closet right now to talk to you, and it's a very safe room.
The padded closet.
Well, it's both a sound studio, and if we both go insane, no one else can notice.
Well, there's always that. Yeah.
There's always that. Should this guy have just hidden in his room and called the police? Should he have tried to just bolt out of the house and call police? Because until the police get there, you don't know that the situation is going to get resolved. You would like to get help on your way as soon as your safety is assured. Well, it didn't unfold that way, but it is something to think about. So just because he was lucky, just because it worked, still gives us something to think about. That's why I love these stories. They're real. They have all the complexities of reality, not just, what would we do if? Wow. Tough.
Yeah, the home carry thing, and that's what you're talking about as far as the holster is concerned, is very very important to consider because, let's see. I'll tell you, what kind of holster do you wear?
Oh, what am I wearing right now? Crossbreed right now.
So you're inside a waistband?
Yes.
Now, that's one that's designed to distribute the weight and distribute the press and everything else. And it's, dare I say it, comfortable?
Right.
Am I going too far with that one?
No. It's sometimes uncomfortable, depending on what I'm sitting in and on. But standing up, it's great. Uh-oh. Family friendly, Bill.
Yes. Well, I mean, I like to go outside the waistband, so typically I wear something that looks like a Raven concealment holster. That's pancake kydex hugging the body real high, real close. So that disappears under a T-shirt. The thing about home carry is that nobody's going to kick that door in when it is convenient for you.
That's right. There you go. How many people say they have a gun for home defense? Well, and it's off in a closet somewhere. What if you're at the other end of the house? It's going to take you half a minute. No one had that amount of time. Something to think about.
Yeah. Having that on hand, I mean, most of a home invasion is all about shock and awe.
Right.
And if they're barging in and they're looking at down the barrel of a gun, well, you just sort of transferred. their whole outlook is just transferred, and it's been
shock
projected
and awe
back at them.
Both,
yeah.
It can work in both directions, can't it?
They've got the mirror image.
Well, and is it what they... You and I wonder what happened here. It would be great to have a video. I really appreciate the guy who does that on YouTube. But there's a time to talk, and there's a time to defend your friends.
Right.
In this case, they're facing a lethal threat. Defend them. The guy was shot, and he continued to shoot till the threat ended. Then his friends ran. They called police. Police got medical attention on the scene. Take care of the first things first. It's not a time for a soliloquy.
Well, I mean, just picture, you know, that scene in Raiders of the Lost Ark when the guy's spinning the sword and everything, and Indiana Jones just shoots him.
Exactly. That's our role model.
Lethal threat. Positive
lethal response.
You know, reasonable expectation of imminent bodily injury or death.
Oh, I know how to.
45 revolver.
That's what's wonderful about these stories is that people hear how it turned out. We'll cover it after the break.
Yes, we'll cover it after the break. You can find the work of Mr. Morse at ClashDaily.com, where he toils with the shy and introverted.
Doug Giles.
Yeah, Doug. And at Slowfax WordPress blog, which is where everything he does pops up. We'll be right back. My guest is Rob Morse. This is Lock and Load. We give away thousands of dollars in guns and gear at gunwinner.com. Catering to the shooter, hunter, prepper, or collector. All giveaways are free to enter courtesy of the contest sponsors. You can win guns from companies like Nighthawk Customs, Springfield, and many more. Every month, the giveaways, the contests, everything begins again. So go to gunwinner.com and enter to win. For all of your gun deals and giveaways, gunwinner.com.
Now you know. I will meet you there.
Offering the largest selection of Knight armament guns and parts in the world, OperationParts.com carries both the latest and the hardest to find components for your weapon. With name brands like Noveski, Aimpoint, and Nighthawk, OperationParts.com is the realm of the most discerning firearms connoisseur. With free shipping available on most orders, these are experienced AR-15 enthusiasts that test each part and component to ensure customer satisfaction. OperationParts.com. Make yours operational.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutritional meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
If you're an unincorporated business owner, it's too late for you. That is, if you've already been sued and lost your home, your car, and your personal life savings. But if you haven't been sued yet, there is still time to incorporate and protect your personal assets. And the first step is just a phone call away. Because Incorporate.com is now giving away a free incorporation toolkit to all business owners, including exclusive information on how to start and grow your business. For your free incorporation toolkit, call now 1-800-936-9256. Incorporation is the shield that protects your personal assets. Without it, you could lose everything. That's why at Incorporate.com, they just make incorporating or forming an LLC quick and easy. They don't provide legal or financial advice. If someone sues tomorrow, will you lose everything? Don't wait until it's too late. Call now for your free incorporation toolkit. Hurry, they're still giving them away for free at 1-800-936-9256. Call 1-800-936-9256. That's 1-800-936-9256.
Discussing the success that is the American gun carrier. Live tonight, this is Lock and Load. My guest this hour is Rob Morse. Let's talk a little bit more about that good old American concept of self-defense, shall we?
We talked about the importance of being concealed if you're carrying and how sometimes that's the only way it works. This example came from Myrtle Beach, South Carolina last week. You're driving church security for the Grand Stand Baptist Church. It's 10:30 at night. It's dark. Working around the parking lot, see if anybody's having a problem. Some guy waves you down. Don't know who it is. Could be a member of the church. You stop. He stops you and says, "Hey, you got a 20? Uh-oh. Well, you fall for it. You get out of your car and you start to make change. That's when the stranger draws his gun and points it at you. He demands your money. You hand over your wallet. Feeling a fool, as the robber walks away, you back up around your car and you draw your handgun. Then the robber turns around and shoots at you. Fortunately, he misses. You fire back and you don't miss. You wound the robber. You don't incapacitate him. He's able to run away. You head one way, he heads the other. Then everybody calls the police. We think that a firearm will stop an attacker. This man ran hundreds of yards before he finally decided he had to stop and seek treatment. So it was a psychological stop. The robber could have pressed the attack. But where were you going to go to get your gun? And if he turns around and decides to shoot at you, you have no options other than the gun that's on you.
Right.
And also, you and I think, hi, we're at church to pray. We think of it as a spiritual retreat. Some guy thinks of it as a place where it's easy to find people who are disarmed.
Easy pickings.
Dang it!
Ah, yeah.
But and to ask him to change is to ask for mercy from the merciless.
Sure.
But we do know the answer is, hey, this was an interview question, and our defender failed it. Hey, do you have a match? No. Do you have the time? No, I don't have the time. Do you have change for? No. And it has to be just that abrupt and direct and confrontational. And you're not going to look away. You're not going to look down at your wallet, down at your watch. No. And if you can, and when you're still in your car, better yet, drive away. Now, here's a guy doing security. Okay, does he have a radio to be in community? Is he really a civilian? Because if he's doing security, I've got an unknown individual on the northeast part of the parking lot. I'm going to go investigate. I'd like backup.
Sure.
Right. I mean, even that's not rocket science. Churches do that all the time. Maybe he needs help. Okay. So the other is, what did the guy then say to the police? And in the dark of a parking lot, maybe no video cameras. Would be great to have some witnesses, please, because otherwise he said, she said. Now, the good news is the robber threw away the gun. They found it. The robber was being treated by a paramedic who saw him, you know, fall over on the road. Good. He didn't get away. And he had the victim's wallet. That one was a little tough to explain. So
you say you weren't even there. Oh, okay.
Right. And it was. And if I was, it wasn't my fault.
Right.
Right. Okay.
Happened before I was even born.
But the good news is, I mean, we can learn from these, and we will learn from them. We do every time. Where else? Do you want to talk about this one some more? Do you want to tee up the next one?
Well, let me ask you this. You know, I'm on my No More Glocks for Me Odyssey. Right.
Right.
Now, you carry a Glock 19.
I do.
Now, you probably aren't looking for an alternative, but I carry a Glock 19. I still have an Agency Arms Glock 19, which is a very nice gun. But in my quest to find another name brand or something, you know, I'm out there shooting whenever I can get my hands on. I found one that I think I could get a bunch of Glock 19 people to change their mind.
And don't keep it a secret. You've got me intrigued.
The CZP-10C.
CZP. Let me write that down. Okay.
This is their new striker-fired gun. It will fit into some Glock 19 holsters, so there's that. It will not use Glock 19 magazines, unfortunately. You got to, and it's so new, and so, well, it's not that new, but I mean, I had to order magazines for it from Florida to get some spares to go with it. 15 shots. The trigger is crazy good.
It looks like a handsome firearm. I'm looking at pictures now. No, none of the goofy serrations.
Nope. Well, it's got serrations on the front. You know, it's got, so if you want to do it that way, or serrations on the back.
I should have said finger grooves. There we go.
Right. No finger grooves. It has you can change out the back strap. It has a texture on the grip already. The one thing I will say about it is when you get it, and you start, you stick a magazine in it, you want to play with it, you know, dry fire, whatever you're going to do, run function test, whatever you're going to do with it. When you go to drop that magazine, if it's a full magazine, it's going to feel like the magazine release is broke.
Huh.
But if the slide is back, it will drop free like there is no tomorrow. And I think it's the window is coming right with the window where the mag release is punching into it. There's a round right there if it's a fully loaded mag. And that sitting on that pressure of that slide being forward, it presses it down just enough to where it feels sort of firm. But if it's back, it's dropping free. They're steel magazines. It's a polymer pistol, you know. And it's got a little more of a beaver tail to it than the Glock 19 does.
A little sharper.
Haven't shot it yet, but I'm going to. I'm going to try to take it out somewhere tomorrow. Just if I can just shoot three or four magazines out of it, just to film that and stick that up there, because I think this might be
a Glock killer.
A Glock. Well, you know, they're all Glock killers, right? I'm waiting to see the P320 when it gets back with the new trigger.
Yeah.
I want to see what that's like. So,
did the base pad pinch your hand?
No.
Hmm.
No, it does not.
Good.
It does not. It has it tapers on the base to where you can rip the magazine free if you need to. It has just enough grip. And I have a CZP09, which is the... you're going to spend a lot of money getting the SIG P226 with the SRT trigger that shoots as good as that gun does. But I've never been a CZ shooter till now.
Look at you.
I think everybody should try them.
Can we drop it?
You betcha, but you don't train to drop your guns, Rob Morse.
No,
don't
I
do
don't.
That.
I'm just beating up. Who? Come on, who won the competition that I just pre-parted on? Sig, yeah. I'm just beating up on Sig a little bit.
When I get mine back, when I get my P320 back, and it's got the new trigger on it, I'm going to beat on that thing with a mountain climbing hammer. Because all of that stuff these guys were doing was crazy. I mean,
yeah,
guns, I'm almost certain that nobody at the, and Sig spends more time on a gun. They spend more money on, outspend most of these places 4-1 on, development and research, so... I don't
right.
know. But this gun has, no detractors so far. Nobody's gotten out there and beaten on the back of it with a hammer in it or anything. It looks suspiciously Glock-like until you look at the back of the slide and you realize it's all sitting inside it, like CZ does. So
yep.
If you get a chance to try that, I think you should
I'll try it.
I'm going to try it. I'm going to have this one. I'm going to run it out there and see what we get out of it just because, it isn't that I dislike the guns Glock makes. I just dislike the owner of Glock. That's all.
The holier than thou, yeah.
Yes, Gaston, yes. My guest this hour from Slow Facts WordPress blog, from ClashDaily.com, Polite Society Podcast, the Ensemble Podcast, and Self Defense Gun Stores. That's Rob Morse. We're going to be right back. This is Lock and Load.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Does the current world crisis in North Korea or our domestic crisis right here in America concern you? Well, I know it concerns me. My friends over at Legacy Food Storage have solutions in the event there's the inevitable. What's the inevitable? Civil unrest, a run on your local grocery store. And here's my question to you. If this happens, how do you feed your children? How do you feed your grandchildren? Legacy Food Storage has the solutions. In fact, they can help you implement a simple plan to take care of your needs in the event of the inevitable. By calling them right now, I have authorized them to give you a special 20% discount at checkout by simply using GCN. Call 888-543-7345 or visit them at legacyfoodstorage.com. That's 888-543-7345 or visiting them at legacyfoodstorage.com. Make sure you use GCN at checkout for an incredible 20% discount. Don't be a victim. Take control of your life now.
In an emergency, you need a fire now. But what if the wood is wet? No problem for InstaFire. Our non-toxic fire starter packs lights wet wood, floats, and can even burn on water or in any weather. Sustains winds up to 30 miles per hour, and each pouch weighs only 1.75 ounces. Need an emergency or camp stove? Get the InstaFire Inferno stove that boils 20 ounces of water in under 3 minutes with controllable heat and temps from 425 to 1500 degrees. Free shipping. Go to InstaFire.com and use discount code RADIO30 at the 3x for 30% off your order. InstaFire. Fire in an instant.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. $39.95 plus shipping and handling. Use discount code GCN and receive 15% off your purchase at BugAssault.com. Fire your fly swatter and get your Bug Assault today.
heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Live tonight. This is Lock and Load. My guest this hour from Self Defense Gun Stories, from the Polite Society Podcast, from ClashDaily.com, AmmoLand.com, Slowfax WordPress blog, Rob Morse. So then, yes, sir.
Sounds like I'm a wandering gypsy who doesn't have a home when you describe it that way. That may be true, actually.
Well, I mean, you are a multimedia, multi-platformed kind of guy.
Great. Shall we let's jump into it. One more self-defense story before we have to wrap up. What do you think?
Most definitely.
This one is typical. It's at home. The mom wasn't carrying. Seattle, Washington. Armed at home, middle of the day, kids at home. Older kids are in school, young ones are at home taking a nap. Oop. And you hear somebody inside your back porch. It's a sound. What's going on? You turn, you see somebody prying at your back door. What? Thank you, Mom, for locking the back door. Because that's a poor man's burglar alarm. Awesome. She sees them. Kids are in the house. What are you going to do? Grab them. They're in separate rooms. You're going to try and wake a kid up, put them in it. She figures out that defense is going to be hard. She goes and gets her gun. It's loaded. Walks toward the door. She's in sight of the door behind the partition and yells, "Get the blank out of my house. It's family friendly. You can use your own imagination." They look up, see someone who's got a gun at the high compressed ready. They decide that it's a good time to imitate a track star. They leave. She calls the police. We normally tell people to bunker in place, let the police sort it out. I'm sorry, you can't do that. I mean, you've got a choice. You can stop them outside. You can try and gather your family and your gun and your phone and form a safe space. But unless the gun is on you, unless you've done your homework so that that's easy, she went on the offense. They left. Now, this is so typical. Lots of police departments would never call this a defensive gun use. No shot, no foul. Literally, if she hadn't phoned it in, they wouldn't even have a report of it.
Right.
But this is the bulk of those 2,000 to 7,000 events that happened every day.
I think it's about 97%, right? 97% or something like that.
That's right. The vast majority. Where now, if we caught these guys and we asked them and said, did a gun significantly change your course of action? they'd look at you like you were an idiot and go, of course, right?
Yeah.
Okay, but she knew what to do. She was trained. She was compared. Imagine somebody who's just bought a gun. It's on a shelf. It's not loaded. It's unfamiliar to her. She has to load it. You don't have that minute. So all the things she did right, she had a gun available. It was loaded. She realized she couldn't go on the defensive. She went on the offensive. She moved toward the threat to keep those behind her safe. What a lot of thinking to do.
Yeah.
Some of which was instinctive. I think she may have thought about it or discussed it with her husband, or Mama Bear just said, there's only one way to solve this. All that might be true.
I think with the overwhelming majority of these people, it's instinctive.
Yes.
Because the overwhelming majority of these people haven't been to a percentage point of the classes you and I have gone to, and yet they do it anyway.
They do it anyway. Well, and we read about their successes. We don't read so often about their failures.
Yeah.
Now, let's describe this to the people who want to do just a little better. Gosh, so much easier if the gun is on you, because that saves you the dash to the gun and back. I mean, in this case, it happened that she could retreat to her firearm. What if she has to, the guys are breaking in and the gun's again on the other side of the house. Way tougher problem. Look, I understand the firearm may not, until you're used to it, it feels like a huge undertaking to carry a gun. After a while, it's just like carrying your wallet, your phone. And it gives you so many more options. If you face this really difficult, she's going to run out of the house and make a phone call? No. No, she's not leaving her kids behind. Can't. Won't. Shouldn't. Let's make it easier. Okay.
Yes.
Bill, what do you think?
What do I think about what she did?
Where do you want to go from there? Comments?
I think, well, like in a home invasion sort of thing, that can happen to any of us.
Right.
Although, I think if it were to happen to you, if it happens to me, the way I describe this is me sitting at home. I'm not bothering anybody. I'm in my underwear. I'm eating my turkey pot pie. I'm watching Cops, right? I'm watching Cops. I'm not bothering anybody. And if that door gets kicked in, they have a very small window of time before I'm going to practice that really fast shooting where I try to, draw the smiley face.
Well, you have a four-legged alarm system too, don't you?
I have two four-legged alarm systems. Yeah.
See, so
redundancy,
in case the power goes down on one of the alarm systems,
right?
If this mom had heard the dogs barking at the back door,
right?
Awesome. How about an alarm? How about a chime that goes on? You've seen those lights, motion sensors. The light comes on, a little chime. Oh, there's someone at our back door at this hour. Now, doesn't work in a hurricane when the power's out. Gotcha. But, okay, we'll take a 97% solution. Hey, that's a huge improvement. Gives you some warning, because it's way better to walk in on a problem you expect because someone's, at your back door than, whoops, who's that? Now I have to dash to my gun to protect my children. That's got to be terrifying.
Well, when the power's out, you have a huge reduction of sound around you.
Interesting.
All around you, there's a huge reduction of sound. So, sound and I think there's a similar uptick in awareness, heightened senses, because you can't see. So now you're actually looking.
Right.
You're listening. If you have a flashlight, that's nice and everything. But I mean, from my time in the military, if I hear noise, I'm not going to turn on the flashlight till right before, just to make sure I'm identifying the person the right way. And then at that point, then a lot of things change, if that's the way it's going to be. But what I was going to say, for the majority of people that do self-defense or have to wield self-defense outside of the home, I would love to know the proportion of them that are trained, because I think trained people are more aware.
Yes.
And I don't think they get into that situation where they're in a, you know, in a would-be gunfight. So,
I want to brag on some of my instructors. They rode out the hurricane in Florida recently.
Got a minute and a half, go.
Yeah, they prepped, they were safe, they prepared. And they said, yeah, but, you know, we were in the dark for 10 days. That's, I mean, we're without power. The thing they really missed was the air conditioning.
Right.
And the refrigeration. So they changed my mind. Hurricanes happen here. I did dry practice at night with a flashlight.
Right.
Because I'm still obligated as a moral person. Look, some people think that anybody who handles a gun is the criminal. No, we're the most honest of the honest. And I'm obliged to identify someone that's breaking into my house. Is it a neighbor? Is it a drunk neighbor? Is it a relative, a drunk kid who's coming back home? Whatever. I have to see their hands. I have to identify a threat.
Right.
Oh, was that an eye-opener? When was the last time you tried it?
We had an ice storm about 10 years ago where we were without power for about 12 days. So,
wow.
I have to hydrate all the time to keep from dehydrating, so I'm up all night long walking around in the dark, making sure that the visual purple is working. Rob Morris, you can find him at Slofax WordPress blog. You can find him at Clash Daily. You can find him at Ammo Land, where he's a featured writer. The podcasts, the Polite Society Ensemble that he does with his band of people, and Self-Defense Gun Stories, which we talk about here all the time. Thank you for joining me this evening.
Bill, it's my pleasure. Hope to see you.
Yes, sir. All right. This is going to be a regular segment, by the way, with me and Rob. Anyway, hour number three is inbound. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. Like a piece of Americana, this is Nighthawk Custom. Completing Browning's vision of the 1911, Nighthawk Custom is not a mass production facility. Each custom touch is machined to an exacting standard, with the heart and soul of each craftsman that takes it through the process. Traditional or tactical, Nighthawk Custom delivers a weapon you can trust with your life. Custom to your specification or ready to ship with the reserve line. For their complete selection, go to NighthawkCustom.com. Nighthawk Custom. One gun, one gunsmith. Born out of friendship. With personal service you would expect from a local dealer at your fingertips. This is Crack and Pop, a reloading company based upon superlatives. Number one in customer service and your number one Dillon dealer in the U.S. Here you have a one-stop reloading authority waiting for your decision to reload. Crack and Pop will guide you through your purchase, making it efficient and seamless. All of the components or supplies you need. Crackandpop.com. One site. All of your reloading solutions.
With nearly 70 years of history engineering bunkers, today, Atlas Survival Shelters is still the authority. Atlas offers 18 different choices, from commercial tornado shelters to underground nuclear fallout shelters, starting at just $99.99, with 100% financing available. Comfortable interiors and state-of-the-art air filtration systems. Atlas Survival Shelters are the most popular private survival shelters in the world. Call 1-855-4-BUNKER now, or visit atlassurvivalshelters.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.